Today's daf in Masechet Gittin brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Ayin Aleph, and we're up to right on top. Omer Rav Kahana Omer Rav, first line. Omer Rav Kahana Omer Rav, Cheresh Yachol Ledaber Mitoch HaKtav. Suppose the Cheresh cannot speak, and he is able to write. Now we're talking about over here a case where, as we'll see, we had. Initially, he had an ability to speak and to hear, and therefore his kedushin was a kedushin d'oraita. And then he lost his ability, right? And now we're saying that nonetheless, he's a complete cheresh here, which means that l'chora he doesn't have dat. But if he writes, and he will write v'chtav, I want you to write a get for my wife, then obviously. He is of sound mind, and therefore we would be able to write a get d'oraita and be mafkia a kedushin d'oraita. So it says Rav Kahana that Rav said this. Omer Rav Yosef, I don't understand why. What's the chiddush in that? Isn't that a beferish mishnah? My kamashman. It says in the mishnah that if the person was nishtateh. And we asked him, we said, should we write a get to your wife? And he indicates with his head, and we're both going to say shalosha pa'amim, and it says, imomra lav lav, valein hein harelin, u'yichtavu v'yitnu. So it's a beferish mishnah that if we have an indication that he knows what you want, you follow what it is. I mean, kol shekein, if the guy writes clearly, I mean, you don't need to do any of these silly tests. He's telling you, precisely. I'm like, Rizir, what the heck are you talking about? Yidlaim comrade, the Mishnah was talking about a case where a guy was nishtatek, right? Doesn't say anything, doesn't it? He became a cheresh, he was nishtatek. He can't get a stroke. He hears perfectly well, we're talking to him. We're asking him, shall we write again? There, what's the issue? There's no issue at all. We just need to make certain that his mind is not confused. But over here, we're talking about a cheresh gomer. It's eno shomea ve'eno medaber. So therefore, the remiza would definitely not have helped for a cheresh, that's for sure, a real cheresh. The tremendous cheresh of Rav Kahana is that the ktav yado does help.
That's
because otherwise we don't need any of it. We're merisakin get for a cheresh. He'd even be able to be meitza yidei remiza. Right. So you're asking something ridiculous. The Tanya medaber veino shomea is called a cheresh, not the cheresh in the Mishnah. Shomea veino medaber is called an ilei. Both of these cases. There's absolutely no limitations on their abilities to engage in transactions and so on. And the fact that somebody doesn't have hearing, but if he's able to communicate, or he can't communicate, but he hears perfectly well, there's no problem. By the way, how do you know that, just in terms of the language, how do you know that the word means that? I mean, my... The medaber v'enu shomei is the cheresh, and shomei v'enu medaber zeo yileim. It's a little confusing whether, you know, what do we call dumb, deaf and dumb? Well, that's because it says in the pasuk beferish, v'ani kecheresh lo eshma uchi yileim lo yiftach piv. I mean, that's a beferish pasuk to yileim. We see that the word cheresh refers definitely to shmia. Yileim refers to speaking. As a matter of fact, the word itself. So you don't even have to look at the Torah. People always say the concept of Elaim is like it's a notrikun for ishtakil milulei. The man's words have been grabbed away from him. But Rav Kahana is talking about a cheresh, which means he doesn't have das normally. It's an amazing chiddush to say that the ability to continue to communicate through ktav is considered the ability essentially to speak. And therefore, it is considered to be tikshoret shlema, in which case he has a din of a bardas. Omer Rabbi Zera, I don't know what Rabbi Yosef is talking about, but I mean, if you're looking for problems with Rav Kahana, I could tell you I got a problem. No, ikashali. Akashali, there is a problem. The problem is like this. The Braita says, im lo yagid, So this is talking about a case of Shvuat Ha'edut. What's Shvuat Ha'edut? We tell a guy, you know Ha'edut? No, I don't know Ha'edut. Swear you don't know Ha'edut. Or I must be on you, you don't know Ha'edut. The guy says, Amen. And it turns out he doesn't know Ha'edut. He's chayev. The whole din of Shvuat Ha'edut with Korban Olah V'Yarid and so on. This does not apply, says the Braita, to someone who is a cheresh. Why? Because since ipratli ilaim shenu yachol agid, it says im lo yagid. No, if the guy can't talk, so then anyway im lo yagid. What's the difference? Memela, as we know, I mean, there the Gemara goes through all different cases where it wouldn't make any difference anyway if he would have given his testimony. There's no din of shvuas eidos. So if this guy can't give testimony, what's shaykh to say? But according to what you're saying, that mitoch haktav is the equivalent of speaking. So why can't an ilam come into court and he'll make a deposition b'chtav? So if according to you, am I? Hayachol agid mitoch haktav? What's going on over here? All the Rav Kahana said is that it's considered to be a mitkasher, and that therefore it's certainly better than stam aramiza, and he's considered to be a person who has a das. What does it have to do with testimony? Testimony is a completely different issue. Eidut kamret. Shine eidut, the Torah says beferish al pi shnei edim, right? That's mi piem velo mi pichtava. It's specifically al pi shnei and not with a deposition. And so therefore the idea of shtar, that's a special halacha at the time. This is what I'm saying happened. I'm not coming now to tell you mitoch haktav that if I write a future deposition that such and such a thing happened 5 years ago on such a date, that's not called a shtar. That's called edut mitoch haktav, and there's no such thing as edut mitoch haktav. Meitvei. Kishem shebotkin oto legitin, kach botkin oto lemasaot ulematanot. Okay, so here we've got a guy that we're going to check out for business. Masa v'matan. Do you want to sell this? Yes, I want to sell it. You want to give this? Yes, I want to give this. And here it says, ula eduyot, ula yirushot, that you can use it for edus. You're telling me that edus is different, and that's the solution to the problem of kan. Here it says, beferish, that we do exactly the same thing for edus. Katani mia eduyot, it says so here. What did this eduyot may very well be edut isha? We know edut isha, the rabbanim will make it b'kabel p'suli edus because of the mitoch chomer shichmarta b'sofa heikalta b'tchilata because of igun, right? So made a special takana that in order to allow a woman to get married on the basis of someone who normally would not be sufficiently acceptable in the court, and he's only an eid echad and so on, to get married because she knows that her husband died based on his testimony. Because ultimately we believe that she knows that her husband died and that it's not really relying on this testimony. Okay, fine. Let's say you're right, okay? Why it doesn't say Yerushot? I'd explain Yerushot. Yerushot means he's, I'm assuming that means he can be made that this is so-and-so's son and whatever, and then that means it's full edus. Is that edus isha? Amr ve'avu, no, Yerushot means Yerushat b'noah b'chor. It means he's, Tosus understands this to mean the getter of Yakir. He can say, this is my b'noah b'chor. So for that he's Neman. That's not a din in edus. That's a special aloch of Yakir. Rashi learns it means somebody wants to be memayit, the chelik of the Bechor, to make like a portion. He's being mitzaveh, to be mechalik, his nechosim, mechaim, and so on. But Tosfos says, what does it have to do with Bechor? Why would it say Bechor? He could have said the same thing with a portion. I mean, the fact that it indicates Bechor specifically is mashman that this is a special case we're talking about. Anyway, but look. Katani mia, l'masa'ot l'matanot. I mean, doesn't Masot Matanot means he's accepted in terms of business? And if somebody brings him into court to testify, he'd be accepted? No. My lovely Alma? No. Lola Diday. It means that he's allowed to buy and sell. That's all that it means. But this has nothing to do with the issue of Edus, where Rav Kahana certainly would not have been Mechadish, that Mitoch HaKtav is an Edus Kshir. Meitvei. Okay, what do we do about this? Here it says, Cheresh lo alchu bo achar mizotav, v'achar kefitzotav, v'achar ketav yado. We don't go for a Cheresh to follow his remazim with the hein hein, lav lav, with the kefitzot piv, with even a ketav yad. Except for one thing, which is b'chtei chayav, to sell b'metatolim, like we were metaken for ketanim, so we do the same thing. A cheresh wants to open the equivalent of a lemonade stand for a cotton, fine. Avalola gitin. So what's Rav Kahana saying? Achtav yado for gitin.
Isn't this question just also on the Mishnah also?
So on the Mishnah, it's not, we understand that there's no comparison. I'm not going to ask on the Mishnah from here. Because we're not talking, the Mishnah's talking about Nishtata. Tanoihi. The truth is, it's not so pashut. Rav Kahana understood that it's a machlokas tanoihi. This Braita is talking not like Rav Kahana, but there was another Tanya, and that's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya, Omer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Bameh devorim amurim becheresh meikaro. There's a big difference. And this is the case Rav Kahana was talking about. Has to be the case Rav Kahana was talking about. Because Rav Kahana was talking about a cherish where we're going to be semech on ketav yado for a gerish on a kedusha diraita. Obviously, if it's a kedusha diraita, the only way it could have been a kedusha diraita was that he was a cherish who was initially a pikeach, and therefore, as a pikeach me'ika. What happened? You got out of practice in Sweden?
The jet lag.
Yeah. No, there ain't no jet lag from Sweden. That's a nice story.
If you get up at 2 in the morning.
That's not jet lag. You said you're tired.
It's Monday. What country is this today?
Anyway. So obviously the guy had originally been married Midiraita. The only way he could have been married Midiraita is that originally had been a pikeach. Now there's a big difference between somebody who had a de'at sula l'chatchila and now continues to be mitkasher through ketav. So there Rav Kahana was saying, the same way Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was saying, that in a case where he was originally a pikeach, then, if he's mitcharesh, not just nishtatek, but mitcharesh, and literally he has no connection to the world except through ktav, he can maintain a connection to the world in his ktav. And in that case, it would be indeed, he could be kotev, ukotev, vein chotmim, and everything would be fine. He could actually write the get himself, for that matter, erechaisim on the get, and give it to his wife. Wait, so now you're saying, but had he been a cheresh mi'ikara, so then he would not have been able to give a get? But doesn't it say, kishem shekonsa b'rimiza, kach motziya b'merimiza? So we would rely on a drabonin anyway. Yes, p'ishto, we would rely on a drabonin. Because then his isha would have been his also only mitrabbanan, because the rabbanan were metaken marriage for a cheresh. But talking my askinan, we're not talking about a case of ishto. We're talking about a case of biyivimto, where yivimto was his midioraita. We'll see if it's talking about that. It fell to him from his brother who was a pikeach, and he takes her, and that's a dioraita. That's zika's dioraita. Now he's
married her.
Now he's married her, and now we can be Megarish her. So, Achmai is going to be Yevimto. Wait a minute. Who did you get the Yevama from? Yevimto Miman. Is it a Yevama, the Nafla, the Achiv Cheresh? So then that's the same thing as Kishem Sheknisa Tabaramiza, Kach Yetzia Tabaramiza. I mean, there too. The original condition of the brother was only Drabana, if he was a Cheresh, which means that this relationship that he has with her wife is only a Rabbanan, even though it's a relationship that came through Yibam, but it's not a Yibam Diyaraita because the wedding wasn't Diyaraita. So that wouldn't mean anything. Where's the case where we're talking about you're saying a Diyaraita? Well, no, we're talking about the Nafala Mi'achiv Pikeach. You know what? There's another issue here also. You could even say Mi'olam the Nafala Mi'achiv Cheresh. The truth is that a Yavam who is a Cheresh and would have to be merames, we would not accept the Ramazim even vis-a-vis the din of Gerishin for a Yevama who is a Darabanan. Why? Because we're going to be Gozer Chez Ochiv Cherish Otu Ochiv Pikeach. I mean, who's going to know the difference? Somebody knows that a Cherish was Megarish, a case of Yibum. He'll think that it's because it was Yibum. You know? So because of that, he could be Megarish. He'll say, well, I guess the Torah wasn't Chayav a Cherish in Yibum, so there's no din of Zika. You know? Which is not the case. Memela, even if it will fault him from Ochiv Pikeach, he won't be Medayib the next time to see. So who? This time the brother that died was a brother who was a Pikeach, and he is married, right? Because of that, we were Geizer. So when it says we're not Semech on his Remiza, it means we're not Semech on his Remiza, even in a case, any case of Yibum.
So she has to do a Chalitza?
No, we're talking about Gerish, we're not talking about Chalitza.
So what do we do?
Yeah, No. He took her.
Oh, he did take her.
Yeah. Yachi. Yes.
And that's okay.
A marriage of a cherish to Rabbanan, it goes to his sister, it goes to his brother who is a cherish. Where the brother is a Rabbanan. We'll see. We're going to get to this thing right now. Ask the brother. I don't get it. So then, if you're telling me that... you're driving me crazy. First you tell me that we're talking about a case where the guy is married midiraita, and that's how you explain all Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And then you tell me the case where we're not going to be Samech on it is where the guy is actually, even in a case where it would be a derabanan, but it would be a gezera to midiraita. So then why don't you make the same gezera with his wife? Why don't you say you can't be Samech on a cherish because of his remiza? So then we should say the same thing. So then Ishto should be the same thing. If we're going to rely on Ishto, what happens if a week later, his brother dies and leaves him a Yevama, and the Yevama was a Diorita? So we should be going there. People will say, what do you mean? We just saw this guy give a Remiza get to his wife. Why can't he give a Remiza get to his Yevama that he took? Yeah, and he can't, because the Yavama maybe will fall from Ochiv Pikeach, and you said, we're Gezer HaMach Masa. No, but I mean, that's not a problem. I mean, Ishto B'Yavipto Lo Michlefa. I mean, we've got people understand. We've got to say, because he was married. I mean, they understand his marriage is not the same thing as the Yavama. I don't know what the din is the Yavama. They understand that the Torah defines the Yavama as his wife. So now we don't have to be Gezer. Yeah, but says the Gemara, but you know what? This holy boy's aim stinks. I mean, because there's no such thing that there's a gzer of a cherish ought to be cared by Yibam. It's a beferish of Mishnah. You know, it's not. We have this Mishnah of Yavamas. If you have two brothers who are harashim, and they are married, Richie, you pulled up the thing by accident. You just push it back in. If you have two brothers who are harashim, I don't care who they're married to. You know, they could be married to Shtei Achayot who are normal. But the fact is, both brothers are not. And therefore, no matter what the situation is, they're married to sisters who are regular, normal people, married to sisters or Harashot, married to sisters. One is normal, one isn't. It makes no difference. Because the brother is a Cheresh. And therefore, no matter what the situation of his wife, the Kiddushin is only a Kiddushin to Rabbanan. Okay? So it makes no difference if we're shtei achiyot pikot, or shtei achiyot harashot, or shtei achiyot achat pikachat v'achat chareshet, or vice versa. You could have two achayot harashot who are married to two brothers. Now, I don't care what those brothers are, because if the women are harashot, then the marriage is derabanan no matter what the brothers are. So the two brothers could be pikhin. The two brothers could be harashin. The two brothers could be one a pikach, one a charesh. Makes no difference. Because what we have over here is a marriage, which is derabbanan, and an erva of achot ishto, which is derabbanan, because the guy's married to his brother's married to his wife's sister. So it's in the same way that the nefila to yibum is derabbanan, the erva derabbanan is enough to pater him from the nefila derabbanan. So it's an exact analog to the opening Mishnah Yavamis, where you have a real eshet ishto, Achot Ishto, rather, falling to a brother. Then there's no din. Areva Peturim and Ayibum and Achilitza and so on and so forth, right? So the same thing is true over here. The Ima Hayun Nochriot. Now, if they're not sisters and one of them dies, so you can't do Chalitza, because either he's a cherish or she is a cherish, and you can't do Chalitza without the whole Me'en Yabmi. Where's the Me'en Yabmi? So in that case, he will go ahead and do Yibum. Afterwards, when he does the Yibum, Imrat Sulo Tzian, if he wants to be Motzi Beget, he can be Motzi Beget. How can he be Motzi Beget? I thought if we're Gazrinan, you said we're Gazrinan Ha'atua. That means even where a Yibum is the Rabbanan, which he was Kenes, we're going to be Gezer, maybe he will have a Yibum the Araita from her brother as a Cheresh. No, and here it says, but Feresh, not like that in the Mishnah. What are you telling me such a thing for? You're right, I'm sorry. Machvarta, Kirishimik, I give up. Fine, there's certainly no Gezerah. Okay, good, so then forget about my Ibai Dema. But the case that was talking about, Alpira Mizotav, we won't pay any attention to Alpira Mizotav. In Echinam, it's talking about a case specifically where she fell from Achiv Pikeah. But in Achinami, had she fallen from an Achiv who is a Cheresh, then, as the Mishnah says, he avomits, I forgot, that he can be Motzi Beget with utilizing Remiz, and Koshken utilizing Ketav Yado. Omer of Yochanan, I just want to make something clear. This opinion of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is not a chiluk that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is coming to explain in what we said previously, the Das of the Rabbana. Now, it's very often, so it's Bameh Devarim Amurim, Kishaya Pik, a Cheresh Bitchila. You know, it's Mashwa, the Rabbanim would also agree. No, it's not true. He is introducing a completely new halacha. And the fact is that we would not, according to Rabbanim, be Semech on this din of Ketiva, even in a case. And that's what we said, that Rav Kahana was going Bedavka Aliba the Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's where we said Tanoi. And that is certainly in a case where the person is not just being going back, maintaining the original dat slula that he had as a pikeach initially before his brain was affected, so that he lost his ability to hear and to speak, then that would be only true al Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rabbanan indeed would not be made even in that case. Om Rabbi, well, that's obvious to me. I mean, afanan nami tanina. Nishtet lo yotzi. This is over here. A man marries a woman. I mean, you're right then. Now she goes insane. He cannot be motzi that wife. Now, we'll see. The reason he cannot be motzi that wife is we're talking about over here, even in a case where she's yodat v'shmarat gita, but she is nishtatet, she's not yodat v'shmar et atzma, which is remarkably quite common. So, in other words, she has no sense of self-protection from predators, but she knows that she's divorced. So in that case, where gozer, that he's not allowed to be motzi, because you cannot take a woman and put her into a condition in which she'll be predated upon. The same halachas that we have all over, we always try to protect women from such situations. Nitcharesh hu, now on the other hand, if they had originally a kedusha d'oraita and he becomes a cheresh, or he becomes a shota, then lo yotzi olamit. What do you mean olamit? I'll tell you what olamit. Olamit means I don't care if this guy can continue to communicate and he can write a very cogent letter. Makes no difference. Under any old circumstances, he's not going to be able to give her a get. So my olamit, says Rabbi Yochanan, it means lav afa gavdiyachol daber mitoch haktav. Not like Rav Kahana, which was indeed the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, is not talking about what the Rabbanan would hold. The Rabbanan would hold olamit. Omer Rav Papa, look, I know that this sounds very persuasive, right? And the truth is, it's clear. I mean, Rav Yochanan said this is what it means. I accept it. But if Rav Yochanan had not said that, I would have had my own explanation of what the meaning of olamit is. Because it's not necessary to say that the only meaning of the word olamit is to tell me that even if he maintains his da'at bichtav, then it makes no difference. I'll tell you what I would have said. And he loved Ashmina Rabbi Yochanan. I would have said the truth is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is indeed not arguing, and he's coming to be mefarish time at a Tana Kama Hudiata, and therefore in this case when the guy was originally a pikeach and then he had a stroke and now he lost everything, the Olamit would have been perfectly okay, and he could have written mitoch haktav. And when it says Olamit, it doesn't mean that. Olamit simply means, even though we note that he's harif, and as we see that he's doing everything intelligently, right? I mean, the guy walks into the kitchen, he reads the instructions on his new coffee maker, he makes everything correctly, he even knows how to program his VCR. I mean, obviously the guy is a Nobel Prize winner, right? So, nonetheless, that's not enough. Inami, where I would have said Olamit means, but I mean, that doesn't mean if he actually writes, if he writes, so then I would say that's not called a cherish. That's what I would have said. And Olamit, what do you mean, Dafka, if he shows us signs of being very intelligent? Now, all of this is based, remember, on a fundamental nekuda that people mistake, terrible mistake. They think that the concept that the Gemara has about a cherish is an old idea that you do not have the ability to have a brilliant mind if you're deaf and dumb because these people sound stupid or they look stupid or whatever. And therefore, it's an old regressive idea, but we know nowadays that, you know, you can, with correct training and so on, it has nothing to do with that. Because no matter how brilliant we see the guy to be, the problem of a cherish is the same problem as the problem of a katan. The katan could be a million times more brilliant than the next guy, some duh, but he gets by, you know. And the difference is, in the same way the difference is with the cotton pubic hairs, which has nothing to do with das, it has everything to do with das. Because das means the ability to connect to the things that you're intellectualizing. Without sexual performance, you can't connect. And the Gemara is saying the same thing is true of communication. Without communication, you cannot connect. That makes some difference how brilliant you are. So, of course, the guy, yes, of course he can read his instructions. As a matter of fact, he even wrote a book about, you know, quantum mechanics. There's nothing to do with it. He doesn't have the das to be able to be mitkasher, unless you hold like Rav Kahana, that writing is tiksharet, that it's the complete equivalent of speech, even though speech has that additional personal interaction, which is the equivalent of the das of the katan with pubic hairs, I mean, with the gadol with pubic hairs. The same thing would be true of such a cherish. We actually don't paskin like this. We don't paskin like Rav Kahana across the board by cherish. There was a whole machlokas about, you know, cases where he was in fact like Rav Kahana was talking. We come out that he was according to the Grob. We do paskin like Rav Kahana if he was a pikeach mitchilasa, because then he's maintaining. He's not creating, but the creation of das through an interaction bichtav would be irrelevant. And this is totally different from what everybody says. I mean, this guy's not really a cherish. This guy writes novels. I mean, what do you mean he's a cherish? It's irrelevant. They're ketanim that write novels also.
Maybe with a machine to talk.
Yeah, a machine to talk would be direct talking. Yeah. Yeah, it's just providing a different mechanism for speech.
Listen, you know, Irish, and was communicating with me many times over text messages and phones.
Like most of the world today.
And text messages for them is a very big thing. That phone conversation is out.
How do you know it's a Irish? You know, it's an old Turing test issue. You may actually be speaking to a computer.
Right. Computer wouldn't be a Irish.
No, that's the question. Computer. In other words, this idea of das and consciousness and awareness being, by definition, connected somehow to your ability to connect and not to just be able to process is a very important issue in Lagabi artificial intelligence as well. So processing is not das.
Okay, the hearing aid results.
Hearing aid is also, it's just the process. It's like being able to talk. You're able to hear, but you're...
It takes you out.
That doesn't matter. And if he's asleep, he also won't hear.
Okay.
Samsung is a new process for speech impaired people, and they had a whole village walking this guy, and everybody was saying hello to him, and some, all of a sudden people are communicating with him. He was like one of everybody. He went to shock, he was crying, and then they explained, we're starting with you. That's how they launched it. They made a whole town sign and like this.
Sign.
Yeah, through signing, but visually. It's very moving.
Fine, okay. That's that beautiful book by Sachs. It explains the whole the advantages of signing over normal languages. It's a three-dimensional.
Jonathan Sachs?
No, Oliver Sachs. Seeing Voices.
Seeing Voices.
It's a brilliant, brilliant book, yeah. All right. Anyway, so I would have explained either Olamit means, despite the fact that we know the guy's a genius, it makes no difference. Or I would have explained Olamit as meaning like Rabbi Yitzchak says. And Rabbi Yitzchak says that the way I would explain it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yitzchak. Here's what I would say. Olamit is only there to explain the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha, it's talking about where she went insane. The Seifa is talking about when he was Mischarish. And that's the difference, because one is Olamit because it's Diraita, and the other is only Lechatchila. And that's the point. So the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Dvar Torah Shota Mitgareshet Midida Avia Pikachat Ba'al Korcha. A Shota, if you give her a get and she's Yodat Ishmar Kita, it's Ba'al Korcha, and that's fine. The only reason that we said you shouldn't Eina Mitgareshet is the Rabbanan Shelo Yena Gomina Gafka. She shouldn't become everybody's sex toy. But basically, it's not a din in Gerishin per se. Vashenken, when he was mitcharesh, there it's olamit to stress the difference between the reisha. That's the whole point. Which, of course, would have meant it has no bearing on the point of whether Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was talking about against the Tanakhama or with the Tanakhama like Rav Kahana. And now, for a very brief word, from our esteemed president.
Dr. Heilige Mishnah.
Amrulo. So, suppose we say to someone who's not there, we're no longer talking about a cherish. This guy is a normal guy. He just had this vicious fight with his wife. Or maybe it's talking about a shchimira. So we say to him, Nichtov get lishtecha. And he says, absolutely, ktovu, please. And they went to a sofer and they ordered the get. And he wrote it, Vikatav, and the Adim, then the Adim sign, and then they give it to him. Alpha Pishikatvu, Vikatvu, and they didn't do it on their own to give it to her, they gave it to him. He takes the get and he gives it to her. Vikazavidatanla, forget it, it's useless. Hare ha gate patel. Why? Because nobody ordered the gate. Achumala Soferktov. Ula Edim Chatombu. So now, this seems to drag us right back into the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi about whether Mili or Mimsri L'Shleya, right? So since he said Ktovu over here, and he didn't appoint them, so there was no Imru, so even an Imru seems to be missing. There was no Mitzvah of Tnu. Had there been a Mitzvah of Tnu, we know that Rabbi Meir was mechalik between three, maybe, and two, or maybe even for two. Tenu would mean appointing somebody as a bezdin who can then go appoint somebody else. Fine. Okay, but I mean, since it says over here ktovu, now up until this point, the difference between ktov and tenu was very fundamental, right? So I'm assuming that in this Mishnah it's fundamental as well, and the Mishnah is stating that the only technical problem here is the fact that you didn't say tenu. But if you had said tenu, so then, and you hadn't said ktovu, right? So if you said tenu, we would have said, okay, fine, just get it done. But since you said ktovu, we're understanding that he doesn't want people to know about it. So he means dafka, look, guys, I need you to write this get, you know. That's all I need is they take it to the sofa and the bez, and he talks to everybody in town. I don't want people to know about this. Okay, so then that seems to be the problem, is that he's being mockbin, right?
Because after Mishnah, divided himself. If it says right, and I take me to the wife. What's wrong with that?
If when?
If he says right, me a get, he takes the get, he takes you to.
But over here, they didn't write it. They went to a sofer. And that's exactly what he didn't want them to do. That's what the mashmaut is, since he said, Ktovu, you write it for me. Because had he really meant for them to take care of the get, he would have said, get a get to my wife. So get a get, mashma would have been okay. At least, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir.
How
would you say that again? Tnu. Yeah. And that was the way that we distinguished all through the Masechet. We've talked about the difference between Ktov and Tnu.
If you say so, right. Write me the get, and I'll take the
that. That's exactly the correct way to do it. Say to the sofer, right. But he didn't say to the sofer, right. What's that? For what? For which case? But Rabbi Meir holds Mili is Mimsri L'Shliach. Fine. All right, so it seems to me that the whole problem is that he didn't say Tnu. But had he said Tnu, it would have been okay. Which means it only works like Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Yossi, we saw before, even if you would have said Beferish, he says, I don't give a hang if you went to the Beis Din HaGadol of Yerushalayim and you said Tnu, it wouldn't have made any difference. Because Mili lo mimsri l'shliach. So that means that the Mishnah is only going Alib to Rabbi Meir. Yama Mili mimsri l'shliach. Now look. The Mishnah continues on to say exactly the opposite. What's going on over here? Ema Seifa, Ach Yomar Lesofer, you've got to have heard directly from the guy himself. Ktov, the Adam after you're directly from the guy himself, Chatom. Now, who's that going like? That's only going like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Mili Lo Mimsri L'Shliach. So even if you said Tnu, and even if you're going to Beis Din HaGadol, where do they get the right to appoint somebody? What the heck? Reisha Rabbi Meir, Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Well, what do you... there's nothing to do. I mean, it's pretty clear here. Reisha Rabbi Meir, Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Abaye says, I have a chop. I can make it work. That it should be cooler Rabbi Meir. Because what we're talking about over here... Okumayaskinan, Deloamatsnu... That the last piece that said, until you hear the sofer, is talking about that he didn't say Tnu. Oh, come on, that is absolutely stupid. What do you mean? So then what are you saying? Unless you hear it from the sofer, from the guy himself, then just say, unless the guy says Tnu. So then, Iochi, Achiomer Tnu mi boile. Well, I mean like this. The Mishnah is talking about there were only two people. So if there were only two people, so that even if he had said Tnu, he wouldn't have been making them a Beis Din. So he didn't say it Lebei Talata. That helps. So then why didn't you say, unless he said it to three? Right? Now, we'll see, this is basically a game we're going through here. Right? You can't explain the Mishnah that the issue in the Sefer is Tnu, because then it would have said, unless you said Tnu. You can't explain that the problem is that there weren't three people there. And that was an open question we had before, whether a Libet or Rabbi Meir said Tnu to two people, would that also be good? Okay, we never handled that issue. But then it would have had to say, unless you say to three people. So it cannot be Rabbi Meir. All right, so but it could be Rabbi Yossi. And the problem is he didn't say Imru. Now, of course, this gets us right back into that mud, whether Rabbi Yossi would have agreed if he would have said Imru, right? Mm-hmm. So then when it says in the end of the Mishnah that he has to hear it, that's true, he does have to hear it. But the case in the Reisha would work out even though the difference would be difference is Ktovu versus Imru. That's the difference. And the end is talking about where he didn't say Imru, Nu. So then if that's the case, you should have said that too in the Sefer, according to Rabbi Yossi. If you're saying the whole thing is one idea, and the problem is the ratio that there was no Imru, and it's because Mili, Lo, Mimser, and the Shliach, but if you would have said Imru, it would have been okay. And we're not coming to contrast if he had said Tnu, or if he said it to Shlosha. We're only coming to contrast. He said it as that, and he never said Imru. So then why doesn't it say so? Why does it say in the Sefer, unless he says Imru? Why are you saying that you have to act, not to mention the fact that we've already proven that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Imru. No, me murder Rabbi Yossi Bar Imru, we proved before that he doesn't agree. Vatzan katav sofer ve'ed kasher. Remember, we did this whole piece before. And Rabbi Yirmiya said, no, means the sofer signed, and 1/8 signed, and it's kosher. And Rav Chista said, it can only be kosher alibi to Rabbi Yossi, because if it's alibi to Rabbi Meir, we'd have to be afraid that the Edim, the Shliach, lied to the sofer because they were embarrassed. And the sofer said, can I sign? And they said, of course, you sign. And that would be Chatam Sofer, and then it would have been a not kosher get, because the Baal never wanted him to sign. But now if you're going to tell me it's going like Rabbi Yossi holds Mida Lo Mimsur and the Shliach, if you're telling me Rabbi Yossi is Moda Ba'omer Imru, then we're finished. Nafik Minei Churba. Because then we can have exactly the problem of the embarrassment of the Sofer in a case where Imru, if there's no Imru, so then the Sofer would never write and would never sign unless he hears directly. But once you're telling me Imru is a possibility, even according to Rabbi Yossi, so then the Sofer would in fact accept a commission by people who come to him and say, so-and-so said to tell you to write the get. And then he'll ask them, did so-and-so tell you that I should sign the get? So you're in just as much trouble with Rabbi Yossi as you would be with Rabbi Meir. See, Sakadai's coming to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Imru, Nafik Mere Churba, the Zimnin Domelu Shnai, the Shnaim Imru Lesof of Yichto. And Imru Laploni, Laploni V'Yachtomu. But because of the Kisuf of the Sofer, they're embarrassed. So they say, yeah, you go ahead and you sign. So Chaya Shubachtamele, and the Baal never said that? Okay, I give up. Machvarta Reisha Rabbi Meir, V'Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Ain't no way to make this Mishnah work. Daf Ayin Alek. Om Rav Kana Marav Kereshia Choloda Bermitov Taf Kotvim V'notim Get Lishto. Om Rav Yosef, what's a big chiddush? Tanina, nishtatek v'amrulo. Yichtov get v'yishtecha, v'yirkin b'risho. B'rosho, b'otkin ota shosha pa'mim, imam ha'alav, lav, alein, ain't everything's fine. Arei lichtuvi v'etnu. Om Rav Rabbi Zeir, what are you talking about? That's a case of nishtatek. That's an ilaim kamred. Shani ilaim v'tani b'dabra v'enu shomei ha'zeh v'cher. Shomei v'enu b'dabra zeh ilaim. Zeh v'zeh rein k'pikhin l'chol divrayim. If you got problems with Kana, I'll tell you what the problem is. The Tanya, it doesn't make sense. You should be say this also because I'm high. My lovely Alma, no, ledide. Maitve. Cheresh, lo, hubo, achar, mizota, achar, kvitzota, achar, ktav, yado, elbe, metalton, avalo, legitten. How did this brief kind of come along to say ktav, yado? Tanoi. Titanio, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mamed, Varim, Amorim, becheresh, mi, ikaro, avol, pikeach, minit, charech, which is the case of Rav Kahana. By definition, because he was married midiraita, who kotev vein chotmim, but v'cheresh mikaro lo. Didn't we say kishem shkon tzaber mizak armotzi amirizva? Ibi ishtoach in armiach, but it's going to be yivimto miman, ilayim et nafale miach yivcheresh. Yeah, I was supposed to call. Oh well. So in Yemen enough for me Erej the Kishem Shekhisa Taburimiza Kahitsia Taburimiza should be true Lagaba Yimam as well. Hell it enough for me Akifikh. Well, you know what? Bibaitema, maybe low enough Miachif Kherish. And over there we don't allow Remiza because Gizera Akif Kherish or to Akif Pikeah. Nuzi Ahi Ishtonami. No, Yevimto be Yevimto Mikrofa, Ishtabi Yevimto Lom Mikrofa. ומי גזין את חרש אותו פיקח, איזה נדל בפרש המישל והצדן, שני אחים חרשים, I don't care who they're married to, they could be נשואים, שתי אחיות פיקחות, שתי אחיות חרשות, שתי אחיות אחת פיקחת, אחת חרשת, or שתי אחיות חרשות, I don't care who they're married to, they could be נשואות לשני אחים פיקחים, לשני אחים חרשים, לשני אחים אחות פיקח ואחות חרש, but the bottom line is, the marriage is a drabanan, and therefore, הרי אלו פטורות מן החליצה ומן היבום, because it's a marriage to רבונן that creates an ערפה ברבונן of אחות, of אשת אחיו. Right? No problem. ואם היו נוכריות, ייכנסו, and then afterwards, אם רצו להוציאן בגט, יוציאו. Now, if you're talking בפרש about a פיקח, about a חרש from אחיו חרש, אלא מחברת הקדש הנינה מיקורה, אומר רבי יוחנן חלוק עליו חבריו על רב שמעון בן גמליאל. רב שמעון בן גמליאל is not coming to explain the rabbanan. אומר רבי אפנה נמי תנינה, because it says נשתתת לא יוציא, נתחרש הוא או נשתתה הוא, לא יוציא עולמית. מה עולמית? ואף אף אגב די יכול לדבר מתוך הכתב. אומר פאפה, look, it's a nice point, but he loved השמינה רבי יוחנן. Ava Mina, actually, Rav Shimon Gamliel is really coming the Furushi time at a Tanakamu, the other. And he's not arguing. Umay Olamit? Olamit just means that Ava Gav de Chazina le de Chorif. Or maybe Olamit means, look at Rabbi Yitzchak. Yom Rabbi Yitzchak, the truth is that in the Reisha, a Shota, who's Yodat, Ishmor, Kita, is Mitgareshet. מידד אהבה פיקחת באו כורחה. מה טעם אמרו, אינו מתגרשת, שלא ינהגו בה מנהג הפקר. אמרו לו, נכתוב גט לאשתך, ואמר להם, כתובו. אמרו לסופר, כתב, עדים חתמו, אף על פי שכתבו וחתמו ונתנו לו, וחזר ונתנו לה, הרי הגט בטל, עד שיאמר לסופר כתוב, לידי בחתום. So time in the race, the law אמרתנו, Ha'amartanu notnin, which is money, Rabbi Meir, Dermer, Mili, Min, Sela, Shliak, Ema, Seifa, Ad, Shiyomar, Lesofer, Tov, Leidim, Chatomo, etc., etc., Atanu, Rabbi Yossi, Dermer, Mili, Lomim, Sela, Shliak, Reisha, Rabbi Meir, Seifa, Rabbi Yossi, Reisha, Rabbi Meir, Seifa, Rabbi Yossi, Abai, Omer, Kula, Rabbi Meir, Vach, Mayaskin, and Delomartanu, Yachi, Ad, Shiyomar, Tanu, Mi, Boile, what does it say, Ad, Shiyomar, אלוהך והסכינה את אלוהם אלו ביטלטה. נו, יוחי, עד שיאמר לו שלושה מבוילה. אלא כולו רבי יוסי. יוחי, מה הסכינה את אלוהם אמרו? If that's true, יוחי, עד שיאמר אמרו מבוילה. Not to mention ועוד, מי מודה רבי יוסי באומר אמרו? רוצנן, כתב סופר ועד כשר, ואמר וירמיה, חתם סופר שנינו. ואמר חיסטה מתניתין מני, רבי יוסי, גם המילי לא מפסור לשליח. ואיסה, כתאי תחמודי רבי יוסי באומר אמרו, נופק מיני חורבה, the same חורבה that would have been עלי בן הרבונה. Because זימנן, די אומר לו לשניים, אמרו לסופר ויכתוב, ולא פלוני ופלוני ויחתמו. ומשום כיסוף ודה סופר חי שיהו בחת בן לי, הוא בא לו, אמר הכי, אלא מחבר את הרשוי, ממהר זה רבי יוסי.